Drive Time on the air. Welcome in. It's Jason. There's Laura with the news. Dan is here. Tracy Perlman is here as well. We bring Tracy in as she joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And streaming,
hi guys.
Streaming live, you can check out Tracy on YouTube at the WCCO radio channel. Tracy, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
You're joining us from your new office at your new job.
My
right?
new office, all the way in St. Paul at the XL Energy Center.
Now, you being from the West Side, was it difficult for you to locate?
East Side? Oh, no, because like, remember, I am originally an East Side girl.
Well, back in the day, that's true.
But you live in the West. I grew up a ton of time in Mendota Heights.
So you're trying to claim yourself as an East Sider? If you grow up East Side, do you feel like an East Sider always?
Once an East Sider, always an East Sider.
Right.
Fun fact, I actually had one of my first jobs was here at the X as an usher ticket taker.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So I'm now only looking to be employed at places I was once employed in high school.
That makes
like
sense.
Like CCO and here. Yep.
Tracy Perlman with us. She has a new gig at, she was at Channel 4. Now she's the director of communication and marketing for XL Energy Center and the St. Paul River Center. And we wanted to have you on today to talk about the frost, which I was surprised that there's a, I mean, last year when they won, there was like a rally. But this year there's I don't think there was a parade last year. This year there's a parade, right?
Correct. There was no parade last year because it rained.
Oh.
So they canceled the parade. Today, it's like a march, I guess you could call it. It's not really a parade. We don't have floats.
Okay.
I'm a very part, much a part of the Frost team. I'm going to just take off my sweater here.
So this is for our streaming audience. You can see Tracy with her Frost.
With her Frost t-shirt. And then it's Taylor Heise.
Taylor Heise, number 27,
yeah.
Of course, which, of course, I know this as a hardcore Frost fan.
Of course.
Do you get a parade for winning the championship of a league that only has six teams?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you won the cup. Because you're number one.
You are number one. Yeah.
You're not. You know what? I have had in 35 years, there have been no parades for any boys because they don't win anything.
No. I mean, I can't argue with you there.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's all girls rule, boys drool, as far as I'm concerned
That's what you're going
with? Just right now.
As soon as the wild season starts, what is your approach going to be on that?
We're back in. Then it's, yay, state of hockey. We are champions. We're going to be the best hockey players in the country and the world because Minnesota knows hockey, and St. Paul knows hockey.
Settling into her role as a shill quite nicely, don't you think, Dan? I mean,
she just
nailed it. No problem there with the shilling. Very nice.
Here's what I'll tell you. I had so much fun. Like, truly, you guys know I'm a huge sports fan.
For sure.
And the Frost games during the playoffs were so much fun, and I was here Saturday and Monday. And Monday, when they scored that goal and won the game, it's like, I was crying. I was so excited to see a Minnesota team win a championship, to be in the building. And then I thought, if this is the Twins, who I have been invested in my whole life,
right?
I think I'd simply just pass out.
It'd just be over.
Done.
A texter pointing out that the NHL, the original NHL, had six teams, much like the PWHL. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, we still celebrate the victories, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We celebrate everybody. And why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we celebrate greatness? Well, I don't care.
I think we should.
If it's good hockey, it's good hockey. It really doesn't matter who's on the ice, right? And it's competitive hockey.
Well,
I
disagree to a certain amount here because I do think that it does matter in a time where young girls don't, you know, the old bit was you could play through college and then you were done. And so now
you go to the U.S. team.
Or you go to the U.S. team. But now that we have some professional or like the pre-professional with the Aurora, And certainly the Lynx, I mean, the caliber of basketball there. Like, it's
also winners.
Yeah. It's been a bit, though. I think they're due, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We expect more.
Yeah, it's been a couple
once
of years
you
since
win,
we had a dynasty.
Once you win, we expect a little more now. If you're Loserville, like all the men's teams, then you sort of, the expectation is different.
The Twins and the Timberwolves are doing quite well right now. The Vikings have had a couple seasons of some good runs, and the Wild are consistently in the postseason. I see no problem with Minnesota sports now.
Really? It's just fine by you? In your book, we're fine. Minnesota sports is just fine, is what you're telling me. Yeah.
I somehow muted myself.
Oh, I don't know what's happening.
I don't know how I did that.
It's all good. So what's the deal if people want to come to the parade today?
Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. It's
okay. Okay. You want to come to the parade. So 5:30, you're going to go to Tria Rink in St. Paul. Got to come to St. Paul. Do it. It's not scary. We're lovely people over here. 5:30, you're going to be at Tria Rink. The team is going to march with the Walter Cup down to the XL Energy Center. We're going to pass through Rice Park. We're going to see the Herb Brooks statue. They're going to come into the XL Energy Center. From the X, from 6 to 8, there's going to be a huge celebration on ice level on the arena floor. You're going to hear from the GM. You're going to hear from Coach Klee. You're going to hear from a couple players. Then this is the cool part, and this is what I love about hockey, is that the trophy is for the fans, right? So we've got pictures with the Walter Cup. You get to take pictures with the players. I don't see the Twins holding out their World Series championship, trophies.
All right, settle down.
Okay.
Now we're getting
I'm feisty. You know why? Because I'm a winner.
Wow.
I'm a winner.
Oh, you're a part of the organization for like 10 minutes, and now you're a winner?
St. Paul girl.
Why?
St. Paul girl.
I mean, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, if this station wins a Marconi, I'm going to be claiming that I'm a Marconi Award winner. I'll tell you that.
Me too. Here I am.
Right.
On
you're
the radio
part of it.
With you.
Right.
All we do is win. But there'll be a DJ. We'll have the concessions open. You can buy your championship gear.
Nice.
It's really cool. I had last year's trophy. I had the 2024 Walter Cup in my office earlier this week.
Who's Walter? Who's Walter, by the way?
They're one of the families that founded the league, is the Walter family.
So it's not... I was concerned that here in this victory for women's sports, we're naming the trophy after some dude named Walter.
No, it's a family.
All right.
It's a wonderful family.
You don't know that. Do you? What do you?
They seem nice. You know what? Their daughter was part of the trophy presentation Monday evening, and she seemed lovely.
All right.
She spoke right after Billie Jean King. So.
You are just on fire. Like, I'm enjoying
I'm
it.
In.
I'm enjoying like the level of nonsense here is high.
I'm in. It's I get high. To be all in. You know why? Because it's so fun. For 16 years, Jason, I couldn't outwardly cheer for a team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at me wearing
look at
gear.
You now. Now
look
you're
at me now. I've got here, look at this. But this is this.
This is much better on the YouTube stream. You should definitely subscribing to the YouTube.
I was given a welcome to the team poster, and it looks like my jersey is right there where it's Spurgeon and Kaprizov. So I'm part of the team.
You are part of the team. Well,
I'm part of the team.
I'll tell you, if you don't get out of the first round next year, I'm holding you responsible. So
that's you know what? We will.
That's how that
it's
works.
It's going to be great.
Dan,
so much excitement.
Dan Offerdahl on Facebook is asking when XL Energy Center is getting renamed, because the Wild, I think, posted like a thank you to XL Energy. I think I saw that today on Instagram where, we've called it the X for a long time. This Frost global international championship was the last. Is that the last event at the XL Energy Center? Last hockey game, yeah. Do we know, when do they take the letters down?
I have not been given that schedule.
Okay.
But here's what I do know, is that we will be announcing the new name before the Wild season starts.
Okay. So pretty soon.
Which will be
that's pretty soon.
End of the summer, yeah. So we'll have more on that. But the XL Energy is not going away. We still have a partnership with them. You're still going to see them in the building.
Nobody cares. It doesn't matter.
They're doing a cool community program to expand hockey across the state.
Nobody cares.
We care.
I'm sure you care. But
I very much care.
Well,
thank
yes.
you. I'm also all in on the name of the venue.
Oh, the new name. Do you know the name?
Oh, that's a yes.
Oh!
That's absolutely a yes. She knows.
All right, so...
Can we guess?
Yeah, let's go with the Paul Bunyan Center of Excellence.
Okay.
We'll call it the Babe.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Is it... So I did put in a bid. I'm going to just disclose that now to call it the DeRusha Dome.
I like that.
What? I mean,
we could call them like D concerts. Come to D hockey game.
Right. A lot of possibility there.
A lot of possibilities there.
Since I haven't been consulted on art for the for the design, I can assume
you haven't been in on those meetings. Okay.
My bid maybe was not accepted.
Okay.
Texter suggests we should call it the Walter Center.
Oh.
Yeah.
Since all we do is win Walter Cups.
Yeah.
All we do is win. The of winners.
Yeah. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
But we
it.
Do more than just we've
so,
got concerts
how about this?
Here. We've got other events.
How about this? Can you tell us, are we going to be mad about the new name?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And I truly mean that. Like when... I don't think so.
Because I don't mind whatever it is, I don't mind. Like, everybody's got to get their money. And anybody who wants to sponsor or pay for naming rights, I appreciate it. Because, it's a city arena.
It's not tax money paying for it.
Not tax money. Like, it's all good. Like, so any company that steps up, I'm going to be in favor of. But you don't want it to be like the... Bluto's Bitcoin.com.biz arena or something.
Can we do the Duke's Mayo Center?
I do like Duke's Mayo, as you know. Not really a regional product, though. Product doesn't make sense here.
Right. I was not part of any of the conversations. Remember, I'm new here. So.
Oh, we're new in this scenario. Interesting.
Yes, in this scenario, we're back.
But we all are all in.
We're just
so all in.
Very interesting.
You know what? When the time comes... I will be here with you, and we will celebrate.
Do you want to break the news on this show on YouTube Live?
No, because I like my job, and I don't want to be fired.
Well, that's fair. Tracy
We're
Pearlman.
3 weeks in.
Yeah, I get
We're 3 weeks in.
3 weeks in when it's convenient. Tracy Pearlman, who is all in, taking a lot of credit for the Frost victory.
I take no credit for it. I was just here to celebrating it.
So I will say that I was in a suite with a number of the Frost players at the start of the Vikings season this year.
Oh.
And they were invited to with the cup. I think I have a picture with the cup, in fact. The Walter Cup, which I do think should be renamed to like whatever Mrs. Walter's name is, It's just weird. It's like an old man
family name.
Their
it's
last
the Walter family. It'd be like the DeRusha Cup. D-Cup. I like DeRusha Cup better. You know what I'm saying? It's Walter's just their last name.
What? That may
Who's
be true.
Stanley?
I got to trust you. Well, Stanley, it's a men's sport. It's fine that it's named after. I don't know why it bothers
me. So
yeah, a men's sport can have their cup named after a dude, but it feels, doesn't it feel,
well,
am
world,
I alone
like
on this?
The World Series, it's just the World Series trophy. That doesn't have a name. The Ryder Cup is just, cup. I've never heard, Dan, do you know?
I mean, the
World Series trophy is called the Commissioner's Trophy.
Named after a dude.
But it's just commissioner.
Yeah, it's named after an office.
I could become the commissioner of Major League Baseball.
You should become the commissioner of
Major
League Baseball. I would vote for Tracy for commissioner of Major League Baseball in a heartbeat.
Thank you, Dan. And you know what? You would be my number two.
That's exactly why I would vote for you, Tracy.
Dan would be an excellent commissioner of baseball. Assistant. Yeah. Assistant. Like, you would be a terrific. Lord Stanley's Cup. Yeah, it's Lord Stanley's Cup. I don't know. It just strikes me as weird. I'm not trying to make a protest out of this thing like I
was. It feels a little bit like you're protesting. A little bit.
I'm just curious what the family is. Is Mr. Walter, is his name Walter? Mark Walter. It's Mark Walter. He's the owner of the PWHL. Mark Walter.
And you know what? Billie Jean King, Her Royal Highness, said that she's the one who proposed that it should be called the Walter Cup because of the Walters' commitment to establishing the league.
All right.
This has been signed off by Billie Jean King, who was in the building this weekend. She was here Monday. She was part of the cup presentation. And it's cool to see her.
Oh, my gosh.
She's just such a cool person and such a great legend, and has done it for women's sports. But, of course, just means a lot to the league as well.
Mark Walters' wife's name is Kimbra. If they called it the Kimbra Cup.
That's kind of cool. That'd be cool.
I'm just saying that's cooler. I've now learned more about the Walter family than I ever cared to know, to be honest. But
now you know. Think about how cool you'll be when you go to trivia night.
And
they're like, what's the PWHL trophy named after? And you're like, ah.
Mark and Kimber Walter. They live in Chicago, in fact. Should we break? I have a couple more topics for you that are not Frost related. Today is National Hamburger Day. I want to know your favorite burger and what topping you think should never be on a burger.
Okay, so, you're not going to like my type, but I'll tell you.
651-461-9226. Text in with your answers. Texters are coming up with other names of cups, other sponsors, like the Planters Nut Cup, which might not be appropriate for the PWHL, but funny nonetheless. Parade is at 5:30 at the Tria rink, also corporate name. Everything has a freaking corporate sponsor these days. And odds are good, so does this next commercial break. We'll be right back. There's the Tracy Pearlman theme music. We didn't know when Tracy left Channel 4, went to the X, if we'd still get to mix it up with her. And apparently the bosses said it was okay, huh?
I've been doing a lot of promotion for the Frost this week. I told them I was going to buy a jersey and try to suit up next season.
There you go.
I did wear a lavender suit on TV last Friday morning.
I saw that.
I love that suit so much. You can't wear it all the time, but I love it a lot. It was really pretty.
When you have a lavender suit, you have to take advantage of the opportunity to wear it, is what I would say, right? Like, the opportunity does not come up often.
No. I thought it would be a good one to like mix and match, but there it is. Thank you. Yeah. So it was exciting. And then I disappointed our friends over at CCO by wearing a championship t-shirt on Monday morning.
So do you have to buy this stuff? I always wonder when we see because when you work in TV and radio, everybody's cheap, but they do give you station branded stuff. So do they give you a shirt or do you have to go buy it?
I bought these. They're mine. I bought them.
Huh. Seems kind of cheap, doesn't it? Like they could buy you a dang shirt.
No, it's fine. I don't really work for the team. I work for the arena, you know, so.
True.
But that's okay. But I do want to share that trophy is really heavy.
It's 35 pounds,
and it's made by Tiffany.
The Walter
Cup. The Walter Cup. It was very heavy, and I was very impressed that the players were coming around with it, just skating around casually with it over their head.
I am not from here, as we all know, and I am very impressed with people who can skate and do other things.
Yeah. I cannot ice skate. I am from here, as you know, proud St. Paul girl.
referees, impressive, you're skating and you're doing a thing. Trophy hoisters, impressive. The Gopher cheerleaders, when they come down, to me, that is quite impressive.
Also, the photographers, I'm guessing they've skated growing up. Like they felt confident going on the ice with the camera, but it's not my jam. I'm not a winter sports person.
It is National Hamburger Day. The top story, just showing that people are out of gas.
Yeah.
The top story on the StarTribune.com website right now is 12 great burgers to try for National Hamburger Day. Because we just, we can't take it anymore. We're tired of the news, I guess. I don't know.
Let's lean in to a more simple time. of National Hamburger Day.
Life was easier in those days, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite burger, a favorite place for a burger?
I do. I'm going to sound like such a homer. I do like Nook's burgers.
Sure.
But I also really like Parler's.
Parler is
a gooey, cheesy burger. Yeah. I like a toasted bun. I think that's always yummy.
It's delicious. I've tried most of the burgers, and frankly, like for me, burgers are sort of like pizza. There is bad pizza out there, but it's still pizza. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel the same is mostly true about burgers. I've had bad burgers,
yeah,
but I'm not usually that mad about it.
Do you judge your burger? Like, is it about the meat? Do you want like a quality meat, or is it the whole burger experience from the bun and the toppings and the meat?
Well, I appreciate the question because like you're right in my wheelhouse here. So because it is a burger, the meat, the seasoning, the texture, the searing, the cooking, all of that, that is primary for me. If you screw that up, it doesn't matter what else you're doing. I'm out. So that is primary.
That's, I would agree.
That said, I sort of miss the thick burger days. We've gone into Smash Burger Central.
Yeah.
I like a Smash Burger, but
I like, yeah.
Like a steak burger, like from if you've ever gone to Murray's. Mm-hmm. And Murray's, I don't know if they still have the deal they used to have before Twins games, but you could go at the bar at Murray's and get like a beer and a burger, and it was very reasonable, and it was like, the burger was made from their steak trimmings. It's so good.
And then you get the garlic toast.
Oh. And then you don't leave and you forget to go to the game. That's sort of how that goes.
It's great. I really like a toasted bun. Like a crispy, like remember Fuddruckers bun? They were like crispy toasted buns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fuddruckers, I love Fuddruckers for two stupid reasons. One, as a kid, it felt like magic to be able to put whatever you wanted on your burger.
Yeah.
Right?
You're can go up to the bar.
I'm in charge of this. I can do it myself. And then, of course, like you'd load up your plate with pickles because free pickles.
Okay. This is where we're going to fight.
Oh.
I hate pickles. And they do not belong on a burger.
Wow.
I don't want that salty, briny, slimy, getting into my onions and into my dressings and on my crispy charred bun. No, thank you. I also don't like cucumbers, so don't come at me if you eat a cucumber or you're eating a pickle. It's just more vinegary. I don't want that. I don't want your pickle near my fries.
Oh, wholeheartedly, but I'm probably not the best judge in this case
I also don't like tomatoes.
We've had
the
this
same reason.
Debate in our house too about pickles on a burger because Seth hates pickles on a burger because of the same texters say hang up the phone now. You're just
suddenly they hate me. They all loved me a minute ago.
Yeah.
When nobody shows up for the parade today, now you know why.
Yeah.
No. Don't, go pickles.
Don't. Tracy likes all of the things that anyone who might potentially come to the parade
do same ball.
I do like a pickle on a burger because I like the crunch. I like the acid. What I don't like is when the juice gets into your fries and into your bun.
Right.
So
that's why
the pickle game. It's a dangerous game.
It will ruin a burger for me. Nothing ruins a burger more than when I say, please, no pickles. Save them.
Do you put any other crunch on there? Do you go for like a little, like an onion maybe?
Yes. I want all the onion. I want the raw onion. I want the cooked onion. I want
the best.
Onion
Do
ring.
The combo, the raw and the fried. Yeah.
Yep.
Texture saying a pickle is just a drunk cucumber.
I don't, but you know what?
Never
I don't
thought
like
about
cucumbers.
It. Yeah, never thought
I
about
don't
it,
like cucumbers. Yeah.
Texture says bacon. Bacon is something hated on a burger. Matt Brickman, our former co-worker and colleague at Channel 4, he doesn't like cheese on a burger.
What?
Yeah, because he's weird. Yeah. It's fine.
If you're objecting to bacon, there's a problem there, too, by the way.
I want it to be crispy bacon. I don't want it to be fatty.
Yeah, if you want something crunchy on a burger, put the bacon on there.
I want a clean bite.
Too often the bacon on burgers is fatty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want it crispy.
Lethal Migraine on YouTube says, I don't like lettuce on a burger.
Okay.
Yeah. Same deal. That's the funny. Lettuce has the same danger that that the pickle does, that you get the water content from the lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is why chefs are mostly doing just very boring, boring. They put like half a stick of butter in there. That's why it's so good.
That's fine.
But that's what I like the restaurants, what's it, Tavern 23 or France? Tavern on France. They do the
saying words now.
Yeah, stroking out, thinking about burgers. Where you get the list and you get to check off what all you want on your burger. Like, I want mushrooms. I want the onions.
So you like stuff. You do like stuff.
Pickled jalapenos.
Yeah.
Like, I do like a pickled vegetable. Pickled jalapenos, A-okay in my book on a burger.
Dan, what do you want on your burger, on National Hamburger?
Literally none of that.
Yeah.
I don't do fungus. I'm sorry. I'm out on fungus. So we're just going to draw a line right there. And I'm out on that.
Okay.
GQ says, welcome to Speedo summer.
Before you transition topics, I do have to say that we'll lose our radio license in Minnesota if you have a hamburger segment and don't at least in some level address the Juicy Lucy.
Okay, I was going to ask, you want your cheese on top or inside? Remember, I did say the Nook was my favorite cheeseburger.
So I do love the Nook. I think the Nook does a great basic cheeseburger, too. If you're going to do it, you need the Juicy Molly. You need the Paul Molitor version.
Yeah, of course. Duh.
That's
same
the best
Paul boy.
One.
Duh.
Such a homer.
Dan is so over me right now. Texters, I knew you would be, Jason.
There are certain texters who are writing saying, who is this in this segment? This is Tracy Perlman. She used to work with me at Channel 4. She would come on our show once a week and just do this. Whatever this is what we do.
Yeah. And now she's the official spokesperson for everything St. Paul.
I think so. Juicy Lucy, I have mixed feelings. I like that we have a thing. Every area should have like a regional kind of your thing. And so I like that that's our thing. I honor that phenomenon. But like given a choice between cheese on top of a burger or cheese stuck in the middle of a burger, I'll take it on top.
I agree. Because I don't like the molten cheese moment, which is fine because then you can dip your fries in it. But you lose the cheese halfway through the burger, and then
that's the biggest drawback, right? Is that it comes out at sun level heat.
Right. I also like my burgers to be medium, right? And
right.
So that's hard. You can't do that with you can't go to Matt's and special order that. It just, you get your burger how you get your burger, and that's why they're efficient and they do what they do.
Lot of pickle hate in the text line. Pickles are the devil. Pickle juice ruins everything.
Except for Bloody Marys. That's the only thing I like a pickle juice in. I draw a line. I have a line.
Dan did a great job trying to eat up time so we didn't have to talk about Speedo summer.
Until I come back for a third segment.
GQ headline today, are straight guys ready for Speedo summer after years of
hello,
different scenario altogether. After years of rising inseams, the revealing swimwear style feels poised for a breakout season. Tracy Perlman, your thought on Speedos?
Do it.
No.
You know what?
No,
if you're confident,
no.
Do it.
No, absolutely not.
If you look like Chris Evans, do it.
No one in our audience looks
if
like Chris Evans.
If you look like Jason DeRusha, do it.
Do not do it.
Do it in your own private backyard at your own pool.
While he's trimming the grass.
your robe while, doing yard work.
No, on Speedo Summer. Tracy, thank you. Have a good time at the Frost Victory Parade.
Bye, guys. Go Frost.